ABC Radio Australia.
Patricia Scotland is the Secretary General of the Commonwealth Secretariat. It's the umbrella group for all Commonwealth member countries, of which many of obviously the Pacific countries are members. She's in Poland for the climate talks, and we spoke a short time ago.
We've heard there from some Pacific leaders, they and other small island nations have really been speaking with emotion there, and a very clear message, one being that they need the world to act on climate change, but two, to do better with climate finance to help them mitigate and adapt for the effects of climate change. Do you think their messages resonated with other delegates there?
I think they absolutely did, because everybody knows that particularly the small island states are not responsible for what has happened in relation to our climate. The contribution they have made to creating this mess is of a minimal nature. However, we all also know that they are bearing the brunt of what's happening. So there's absolute understanding that not only do we have to look at the supply side, how much money can we get, but we also have to look at the demand and make sure that this money is getting to the people who absolutely need it. And there was a big push saying, yes, mitigation is fine, but the majority, the bulk of the money really needs to be in the adaptation piece in order to mitigate. Yes, but if we can't prevent, if we can't adapt, if we can't prepare better for what is increasingly going to be an onslaught by nature, then we're not going to meet those targets. And I think there are a number of people in the past who thought 1.5 degrees Celsius may not be so bad. Well, we know from all the reports that have come out that we need to do five times more and go five times faster if we are really going to meet this challenge, because we're already seeing the dire consequences to our world of a 1 degree Celsius rise. So I think people are trembling at what is going to happen unless we make a huge push, a huge effort. And of course, small states are saying, we're the ones who's going to feel it first. It's like the canaries who are being sent down the mine. When the canary doesn't come back, the rest of you will know it is a terrible situation, but nobody wants to be the canary. And so I think this is a really important moment for all of us.
And what actually happens, though, with such a moment? We've seen time and time again, Pacific leaders have been saying on the world stage, but they've been saying to us here in the media for quite a few years now that they've been struggling to access this climate funding, as you say, really to help them adapt as well. I've seen estimates that the cost for coastal protection alone in the Pacific is estimated to cost $234 million per year by the year 2020. Obviously, small island nations don't have that sort of finance themselves. They rely on it coming from either bilateral funding agreements or from larger multilateral, like the Green Climate Fund as well. But what is the issue? They're only getting tiny amounts, tiny percentages of what is available. What's holding it up? And are we likely to see a solution here at this year's COP24?
Well, I think everyone is working really hard to make a solution, but I can tell you what the Commonwealth Secretariat's doing, because we really listened to what our member states were saying, particularly the small ones, and they were saying we lack absorptive capacity. We're small. We don't have all the skill sets. It's really hard to get the empirical data. How do we put together these applications so they actually get funded? So what we did with the assistance initially and continuing actually of the Australian government is they gave us $1 million Australian, which we have put into creating a Commonwealth Climate Finance Access Hub. And we have at the moment 8 advisors in country. And what we've done is pooled that knowledge and expertise to really create applications which are more likely to succeed than the past. And it's working. We've been doing it for less than a year, but already with that small initial investment, we've already recovered £4.1 million in money to our member states. But we've got £207 million worth of applications in the pipeline, which we are really confident about.